This week in West Virginia history, on January 12, 1880, West Virginia National Guard troops arrived at Hawk's Nest in Fayette County to put down one of the state's first coal strikes. The strike started at Montgomery when coal operators told their union miners that non-union competition from the nearby Hawk's Nest mines was hurting business. The Montgomery miners went to Hawk's Nest and threatened their fellow miners with bodily harm. William Nelson Page, the manager of the Hawk's Nest mine, appealed to the Fayette County Sheriff to intervene. However, the sheriff was afraid of losing votes in the upcoming election and refused to take sides. Instead, he called upon Governor Henry Matthews to dispatch the state militia. The conflict ended shortly after the National Guard troops arrived. Hawk's Nest was just the first of many times when West Virginia used militia troops to keep order, repeating it again in the strikes of 1894, 1902, and 1912. Page, the Hawk's Nest coal operator, recognized the benefits of using militia to control strikes. He later formed Company C of the 2nd Regiment of the West Virginia National Guard and served as its captain. For more information on the Hawk's Nest strike, visit EWV, the West Virginia Encyclopedia, at wvencyclopedia.org. This Week in West Virginia History is a project of the West Virginia Humanities Council and West Virginia Public Broadcasting.
Support for This Week in West Virginia History is provided by Thrasher, providing comprehensive civil engineering consulting, surveying, and architectural services. Details at thrasherenglish.com.